This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as America's ambassador to the United Nations is reportedly resigning.
We will work with any and every country that believes in peace, but we will not repeat the inadequate approaches of the past.
That's Ambassador Nikki Haley speaking at the World Body last year. President Trump is reportedly meeting with Haley in the Oval Office at this hour to discuss the reports about her resignation. The president tweeting a short time ago, big announcement from the White House coming soon. The National Hurricane Center has announced that Hurricane Michael is now a Category 2 storm and is expected to become a Category 3 over the next 24 hours and will hit the Florida Panhandle tomorrow as a Category 3 with very heavy winds, torrential rains, and a dangerous storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Around 2,500 people gathered last night for a huge vigil in upstate New York to remember those who died in Saturday's horrific limousine crash. 18 people in the limousine and two pedestrians were killed. Among those at last night's vigil, New York State Assemblyman Angelo Santabarbara.
During these trying times, it's important that we remember that our community is here to support one another and to remind us that to take nothing for granted, to remind us to cherish our family, our friends, our loved ones.
Investigators say the limo driver who was among those killed didn't have the right license to drive the big vehicle, and the vehicle itself had failed inspection last month and was supposed to be off the road. After a ceremonial second swearing-in at the White House last night, Brett Kavanaugh is now hearing oral arguments for the first time as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. Bill Cosby is looking to appeal his conviction on sexual assault charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A summit on gun violence prevention is being planned by the survivors of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. A summit that is scheduled for October 19th through the 21st in Washington, D.C. That summit being planned by a Newtown High School student who was in the school when the 2012 attack occurred. The Clintons are traveling across the nation on a joint talking tour beginning next month. The former President Bill Clinton and Secretary of State Hillary will be traveling to 13 cities across the U.S. and Canada this year into next. They're to start out in Las Vegas next month, hitting New York in April. They'll be wrapping up in May in California. The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2019 have been released. Devo's a first-time nominee, as are 80s rockers Def Leppard, John Prine, and prog rocker Todd Rundgren.
Hello, it's me.
Stevie Nicks also on the list as a solo performer, even though she was inducted as part of Fleetwood Mac back in 1998. Other nominees, Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, The Cure, The Zombies, and Kraftwerk. Fans will vote online for who they think should advance to induction on March 29th. Ceremonies to be held at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
All the sounds just keep coming, don't they? But what do you make of them all? You know, that's the challenge. That is the opportunity. I like what John Whitehead always says, that it is education, or it's knowledge that precedes action. And I would hope that would be the case. I mean, and I think ideally we want knowledge to precede action that is based on knowledge and the truth, not necessarily on emotion. We already know what emotion gets us, so I think we're all still, not quite drinking heavily, but maybe having a drink or two extra as a result of what we endured the last couple of weeks. I know a bunch of us got together and had beer after the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh. And, because we too like beer. And why not? Congratulations to Judge Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh. Just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Michael Stumo joins us now. Michael is Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Michael, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, Michael is a legal analyst, expert on agriculture as well, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So he knows what he's talking about. We're not going to ask him some questions, although a little bit of breaking news here, Michael. And, here you come to talk to me. And then, just minutes before you come to talk with us, we get the announcement that Nikki Haley has tendered her resignation as the ambassador to the United Nations. A great loss. President Trump was aware of this. One of those secrets, in D.C., everything's about secrets. But one of those that didn't get out, that hit the rumor mill. So this really caught, the mainstream media and everybody, even her own staff. I mean, they were just informed this morning that she was going to be resigning.
Yeah, well, I'm just seeing it right now, so you're ahead of me. Yeah, there's a I don't have any better information than you have right now.
Well, just other than as an analyst, what do you see happening? I think that there's plenty of people on the bench. I mean, there's one thing about Donald Trump. Say what you want to say about him. He's got a lot of players on the bench to come in. Whether it's John Bolton, I thought it was interesting that John Bolton is standing nearby. There are others well qualified that have already been, they've already gone through the gauntlet of, a confirmation, by the, by Congress. So they wouldn't necessarily have to go through that, possibly. But, she's there till the end of the year. And of course, because of her knowledge in that, she will continue to be an asset for this administration. But what a great job she's done for us, Michael.
Yeah, there's a whole tension, not only in trade, which we, of course, I focus on from mm-hmm. the old sort of, open borders, free movement of goods and services and capital, and it's all good, to where we are now, more strategic trade. And, I note that we are getting into a decoupling from China, or a kind of almost an a containment, economic containment of China as we go forward with some reports last week. And I know the State Department people have been really among the biggest internal oppositions to this pivot. And it could be, this is a big switch from China as a partner. Oh, they want to be like us. They're going to be a capitalistic society. They're going to be trending towards an open, democratic style kind of government. And there's a lot of the diplomats don't want to take this more strategic shift. And it could be, but I don't know, that some of that tension exists with regard to Nikki Haley's resignation.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, for China, to come into the fold, Michael, and I don't know if you totally agree, I'm trying to remember if we discussed this specifically, is that, China's got to play by the rules. I mean, China has been playing by their own rules and have gotten away with a lot. And with Donald Trump, he's calling the question on this and saying, okay, let's level out the playing field. We're talking about trade. We're talking about intellectual property, other issues. And it's not just the United States. It's around the world. And meanwhile, what was announced here recently was that they're making deals, and they've been doing this for a while anyway. They've been making deals with other countries and finding a way to, basically control their natural resources from the inside out, offering some infrastructure and some money to help them out. But what they're giving, they're giving in exchange is, amounts to, in some cases, the heart and soul of some of these countries.
Yeah, it really does. I think we're even moving beyond the point where we say, which is true, that China doesn't follow the rules, it follows its own rules. Mm-hmm. They are set up to be a strategic competitor of ours. It's been 25 years of state policy to conduct the massive commercial espionage campaign. But not only that, they have employed all their citizens, pulled themselves out of poverty, and kept the Communist Party in power by overproducing. They don't consume, enough of what they produce. They rely on the U.S. consumer to consume it. Mm-hmm. That takes a big pivot to up your own internal consumption, so you're not over-relying on the U.S.
Exactly.
And the fact is, they want to be a regional and global superpower. And so this is going, and we kind of want to be the superpower. We think we're better at it, even if we made a few mistakes. It would be a dystopian future.
Well, I think
superpower 20 years.
Yeah. And I think in the long run, though, Michael, when you look at, the American First policy, it is not so self-centered that it's only about America. It's like, let's strengthen America, because what we have done historically is America, whatever we've been blessed, we've been a blessing to others. It flows through, whether it's a international incident or tragedy that happens, it's Americans that run, run to the problem and are there to give money, resources to help other countries, things that we've learned along the way, we've shared with others, in some cases, some have stolen that information. But, that's not the way ultimately it works. I mean, China, when you talk about China, they're China First policy, it is really China cards, close to their chest. And, they're not looking, to share with others and let the rising tide rise everybody else's boat. They want to make sure that, China is preeminent in all this. And, if everybody else gets a little bit of crumbs, that's okay. And to me, that's the difference I see. And maybe that might be prejudiced. But that's
you look at how they treat their own citizenry. It's a surveillance state. It's almost a police state in many ways. The mm-hmm. surveillance now is, with the social scoring, is becoming very intense. You slip up and you don't get any benefits of, being a citizen in China. So they do it to their own people in ways, and it's their values, aren't ours. It's just a different way of, running the country and looking at the world, as you mentioned.
Well, you say that, this country has become more and more secularized. But one of the things I hold hope for and hold on to, Michael, is that the very roots in the DNA of this country are Judeo-Christian principles. And some of those still come out in terms of goodness and kindness toward others.
Right.
And we are continuing to, you know, look at some of these things, especially in light of the last couple of weeks. We've really had to do some soul searching here. And I hope we come out with some right thinking that is beneficial for all concerned. Michael Stumo is with us.
Me too.
Our conversation continues. You got it. Stay with us.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Yes, I am.
my name, and I'm here with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you along with us. It's also good to have Michael Stumo back with us, Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for a Prosperous America. He is also a legal analyst and an expert on agriculture. Michael, I wanted to address the USMCA. I kind of feel like maybe the village people should be singing that. Of course, President Trump made reference to General Mattis, a former Marine, yours truly, a former Marine, that we would probably like the title of it because of the USMC part, but don't forget the A, because it is this new agreement between Mexico and Canada.
Right. It's, you know, it's the first trade agreement that, you know, has been totally overhauled as that Trump is fulfilling a campaign promise to renegotiate or end NAFTA. There's a lot of good things in it. They've made a lot of progress to keep industry in the U.S. and not offshoring it. But tying into our prior conversation on China, it has an interesting clause in it that prevents that any country, in other words, Mexico or Canada in this regard, that is starting trade negotiations with a non-market economy, which means China, has to notify the U.S. that it's doing so. That's interesting because it's part of our decoupling from China and starting to contain them, and we don't want our trading partner, you know, to building a trade alliance with non-Chinese countries and using our market power to prevent them from reforming a trading alliance with the Chinese, both for our purposes so they don't transship goods to us, but also to stem their rise, which is seemingly more and more hostile.
Well, the Chinese have been very effective, Michael, to your earlier point. You know, they're not dummies. They're smart business people. They know how to, you know, attack the weak areas, you know, in much the same way that Russia knew what to do in backdooring the deal that they made with Angela Merkel, which Donald Trump called her out on, which I thought was quite interesting that the rest of the EU said, oh, man, I'm sure glad you brought that up because we weren't we didn't know how to tell her that what she was doing was a challenge and a bit unethical, considering the fact that we had all agreed. I say the EU, as the NATO nations, had agreed to put sanctions on Russia, and so they backdoor a deal, which was counter that. And you know, Trump's going, why are you selling your souls out here? I mean, you know. The Russia stance, you know what they are. I mean, it's like that old song, you know, the snake, if you remember that back from the 60s, where the gal, you know, finds this snake that, you know, is at death's door. She takes it home and, you know, feeds it and cares for it and gets healthy, and it bites her. And she goes, wait a minute, why did you do that? You know, here I brought you back from death's door and, you know, fed you, taken care of you. And, you know, the answer was, well, you knew I was a snake to begin with.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, Germany is, I think part of it is their, you know, natural gas dependence on Russia, not to apologize for them, but they've got to find out a different way of, you know, decoupling from Russia.
Exactly. Trump said, look at all our natural gas that we're, you know, producing. And he's going, look at what you make a deal with one of your partners here. We've got plenty of natural gas to send your way, and you're not going to be beholden to a force that has proven time and again to be deleterious.
Well, that's right. It is hard to get supply up for liquefied natural gas. You got to build the ports and then to haul it in ships versus just streaming it through a pipeline are different things. Mm-hmm. And so there's some practical problems there. Also, from our industry, we kind of like having a low-cost natural gas supply to add value to and spur our economy, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
There's some views that we kind of want to keep this advantage that we have and become the workshop of the world again.
No, I understand, but Michael, don't you see that there's plenty of natural gas here to go along? I mean, we're at a point where we can truly not only be energy independent, but you know, be an exporter of energy. You know, quite interesting how the tables have turned here.
It is. I would, and that's a reasonable way to go. The other way, though, is that we would rather add value to that energy and sell manufactured goods and advanced goods and mm-hmm. sell it that way and not be a commodity exporter to other industrial countries. No, we'd like to be the industrial country and not a banana republic selling, you know, soybeans and oil.
Yes, right. Yeah, or and being like Russia, just being a gas station, you know, for the world there.
So, yeah.
No, point well taken. But maybe there's some sort of hybrid balance there to where, because America being what America is, will do something somewhere in between, not necessarily one over the other, don't you think?
Yeah, well, Winston Churchill said in the run-up to World War II, he said, America always always does the right thing after it's run out of all the other options.
He's such a kidder. We love that guy. We love him. Hey, back to the trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. Democrats, those that are so politically motivated, laughed at Trump, thought that this would never happen. And of course, here it is. And of course, when he first made the agreement with Mexico, they said, well, no big deal. He can't do anything because it has to be both Mexico and Canada. And I'm sure he chuckled in the back room going, look at, hey, I'm just getting underway here. We're not finished with this deal yet. And they thought that Canada would never come into the fold. But Donald Trump knew he held the cards and that Canada would have to come along sooner or later. And they did, which is positive because now this opens up our next trade agreement focus, which is with our European allies. And once we get that, Michael, as you and I discussed the last time, then it's just a matter of time that China comes into the fold, because that's going to be insurmountable pressure that China will see because everybody else is playing according to the rules, and it's going to be obvious that they're not.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll see if it becomes a new long-term China containment strategy or if they actually do indeed come into the fold. But the EU, we have a couple different problems with the EU. The Eurozone actually is the biggest trade surplus economic zone in the world. Mm-hmm. They're worse than China overall. China's worse for us individually, but Eurozone is worse than China in offloading their overproduction to other countries and taking out their industries, including in part us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping the administration focuses a little bit more on getting the Eurozone imbalance straightened out, because it's destabilizing and it saps growth from other countries, including the U.S., because of its existence.
Yes. Well, Michael, being an expert in agriculture, real quick, because we got about a minute left here, what do you make of this recent deal with Canada? We've got the midterm elections coming up. You grew up in Iowa. And agriculture country here. And, what is this going to mean for these agricultural states with some of the challenges they've had to go through and endure as President Trump leads this country through a more balanced trade policy program?
Right. Well, Mexico and Canada are big net importers of pork and beef and cattle. And so we actually weren't so quite as pleased with the agreement because they're still flooding our market and we can't label them as the country of origin. So that's a bit of a negative. Mm-hmm. Overall, we've got a global oversupply situation with the row crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat from Brazil and Ukraine, Argentina, and other countries. Rural America is really hurting horribly. And if I were king, I would do a whole report like you did on the defense industrial base last week, which is about doing a whole of government approach to rekindling our defense industrial base. I would do that for agriculture.
Well, Michael,
throw out everything and do a big plan.
Yeah, we've opened up a big door here, and we need to have you back so we can talk about that specifically. Thank you so much.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as America's ambassador to the United Nations is reportedly resigning.
We will work with any and every country that believes in peace, but we will not repeat the inadequate approaches of the past.
That's Ambassador Nikki Haley speaking at the World Body last year. President Trump is reportedly meeting with Haley in the Oval Office at this hour to discuss the reports about her resignation. The president tweeting a short time ago, big announcement from the White House coming soon. The National Hurricane Center has announced that Hurricane Michael is now a Category 2 storm and is expected to become a Category 3 over the next 24 hours and will hit the Florida Panhandle tomorrow as a Category 3 with very heavy winds, torrential rains, and a dangerous storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And also joining us right now, Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Mr. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am well, thank you. And good news keeps popping out all over the place. The lead line on the Wall Street Journal front page today, Amazon boosts its hourly wage as part of the competition for labor for this holiday season. And it's good news coming from tax reform.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's going to raise the boats all the way across the board with what Amazon is doing. I mean, now, you know, they're upping the ante for good employees. I mean, this is an employee rich market right now, would you say?
Absolutely. It underscores what the lead economists in this area, Kotlikoff and Auerbach, Lawrence Kotlikoff from Boston University, what they have concluded, and that is that basically the corporate tax, which has now been cut nicely, is borne principally, and they're now saying their latest studies show virtually 100% by the employees in lower wages and fewer jobs. So we're seeing the exact result of good tax policy as a result of these boosts in hourly wages.
And, of course, we've got another great victory that came out this week as well, and that is the new NAFTA is gone. Now we have the USMCA agreement in place in Mexico and Canada. As you and I had discussed before, it was a matter of time, and finally Canada decided to play nice. Let's negotiate and let's create a win-win agreement here. And the next step is, Congress to affirm this treaty.
Absolutely. And, you know, it causes us to just sit back and laugh at some of these trade negotiators who think they know what they're doing. And here we've got now as a president a guy who's done deals his entire life, and he's written the book on the art of the deal and has practiced it now and is able to bring us to the brink of problems that are then solved in our favor. And we ought to be very thankful that this guy is now the president and doing the kind of job for America that he did for himself in building his empire.
You talk about breaking the glass ceiling. Donald Trump, I think, is breaking the glass ceiling going forward to business people to be able to be in the Oval Office. I mean, look at what is going on, Lou, because we're conducting business the way, you know, the free market conducts it, the way Main Street conducts it. You know, the very thing that has confounded them over the years has been the ineptness of our government, the bulkiness of it, the inefficiency of it all. Now you get a businessman in there who knows about solving problems, and what is he doing? He's just solving problems. He's not, you know, paying off any political chits that he's beholden to some K Street lobbyists over. It's about the people. He's about the people's business, and it makes a huge difference. And, you know, which begs the question, which is what he said earlier, and that is, why would you fire somebody in midterm when they're doing such a great job? I mean, you've got a promise made, a promise kept. You just start checking them off, and, the economy and what is happening in terms of our international relationships, North Korea, at every turn, America is winning. I mean, have we gotten so tired of winning in such a short period of time?
Well stated. You're absolutely right. We're 5 weeks away now from the midterm election, and fortunately the clutter that has been accumulated here of other issues, especially the Kavanaugh thing, what a right. travesty that they've brought to that young man and his family unnecessarily. I mean, this is not the kind of way you go about appointing a Supreme Court. Anyway, we're going to get that behind us, and then we're going to focus on what is the real essence of the future, and that is the policies that have been adopted.
Exactly.
Good tax and tax reform policy. That's the central thesis for this November's election.
Well, we're at 4.2 GDP, maybe before the year's up. We hit 5% GDP, Lou, and Katie bar the door if the voters make the right decision. If they put the Democrats in power, then, boy, I'll tell you, the president has been able to affect this kind of, extraordinary results on behalf of the people. But if they choose to put Democrats in the driver's seat, they're going to really resist, and it's going to get worse, you know. And it's astounding that the president has been able to accomplish what he's been able to this point with no help from the Democrats.
Now, that's absolutely right. Now, there was a vote last week on tax reform, what we call 2.0, the mm-hmm. next step to make permanent the tax cut rates, and three threatened Democrats only voted even to make these tax cuts permanent.
Yes.
A couple that are running for the U.S. Senate, and one who won in Pennsylvania in an earlier race. So out of all the Democrat votes on tax reform, we've only had three of them join us in the great benefit that this has provided for America. So I think we know who should be running the ship of state.
Well, you know, we shouldn't be surprised. I mean, they tell you up front, we're going to take those crumbs back from you. Nancy Pelosi has made it very plain, very simple. They said they were going to resist everything about Donald Trump's administration, his policies. They have done so. It's a shame. I mean, on so many levels that they are misserving their constituency and the American people at large. But, you know, again, this is why I would be shocked. I would be shocked if this blue wave that the mainstream media and Democratic operatives are projecting, I would be shocked if that comes through. I believe this president has been, a whole different story altogether. He's been non-traditional. He was non-traditional for 2016, and I believe we're going to see non-traditional results come 2018 for this midterm election.
I think you're right, and recently, Kim Strassel, who's a op-ed writer for the Wall Street Journal, bright young woman.
I like her. I like her product. She does a great job.
She does a great job, and she projected that as long as we're talking about the future and tax reform, and we're talking about making these cuts permanent and really focusing in the right direction for America, then we have a much greater likelihood of turning out for voting purposes those who support these good policies. And that's really the challenge that we face now, is simply motivating our people who join us in these policy decisions to get out and support those who are moving America forward like the president is.
Well, as you mentioned earlier, maybe the blessing out of all this stuff with Kavanaugh and what they did to the judge, and even what they did to, their own advocate, Dr. Ford. I mean, threw her under the bus as well and disrespected her and women, and I would say all women that would have a legitimate case, that is consistent with the hashtag MeToo movement. It is a sad commentary, but this was brought to you by the Democrats. It is a shame, but Republicans and Republican voters, the independents, those that want more of the same of what this president has given us in around 600 days so far, I mean, how do you like me now? He told much of America, he says, look at what have you got to lose? Give me a shot. And here we are. I mean, the Trump economy, the Trump doctrine, we're winning at all fronts. And, the alternative is, hey, we can have more of the same, or all that can go by the wayside, and we'll be locked down in impeachment city, and D.C. will really come to a quick halt, and there goes the economy and everything else, because the Democrats, got the keys to the car once again. Lou Mueller has been with us, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. We've got to activate the base, Lou. How can they get activated?
Well, they can get activated. Come to our website, limittaxes.org. Get involved and go support a congressman and senator who voted for tax reform. Give him your support, and we're going to win.
Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it.
You bet.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice and testify. Pretty night, cause this is the time. Time to come and make a choice. And I choose. Let it move. Let it move.
I'll tell you, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, where else can you get it but a country that is committed to Judeo-Christian principles? Without that, I mean, you have like, you know, one of our guests, Raheel, who was on earlier with us, you know, explained you end up in these countries, Raheel Raza, the feminine activist and international activist for human rights. I say feminine, it's more human rights activists that she focuses on, because that's important for all of us. But here in this country, embedded in our very DNA is goodness and mercy and kindness, and a very kind and I think a fair-minded constitution that gives you a fair shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's what we have to protect here, so that is maintained. This is Bill Martinez, this portion of the program being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to the health care, we're happy to inform you that that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. So you choose your doctor and your hospital, really, okay? This isn't, you know, a political conversation, and just for the sake of politics, you actually get to choose your doctor in your hospital. Starting at $2.99 a month for a single, up to $5.29 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or you can go to our website and click on the link that will get you to libertyhealthshare.org for all the information that you need to have. Now, listen to this scenario here. This is what's happening in our schools today. A new generation of parents are leaving their children unequipped to deal with adversity. Teachers and psychologists say the lawnmower parent is what they're calling it, is one who rushes to push down any hurdle that could get in their child's way, relieving them from any inconvenience or hardship. In an anonymous article, I love these anonymous articles, but there is some truth here, so set that aside for a moment. The anonymous article for We Are Teachers, one educator revealed their own brush with a lawnmower parent when they were called to the office to pick something up from a student's father. Thinking it would be something important like medications or maybe lunch, the teacher was outraged to see the man standing there holding an insulated water bottle. Really? The father appeared sheepish, they wrote, and was dressed to go to work. He told the teacher, well, Remy kept texting me that she needed the bottle. I texted back. Don't they have water fountains at your school? But I guess she just had to have it out of the bottle. The educator defines lawnmower parents as those who go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure. With us right now is Dr. John Huber. Dr. John is a chairman for the Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting and positive change to the lives of individuals that suffer from mental health issues. Dr. John Huber, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, good to have you here to talk about this. I think that some parents, maybe this is the first time they're hearing lawnmower parents. We've heard helicopter moms, you know, being referred to. But now it's not just enough to have moms. You got to have moms and dads involved. And now you got lawnmower parents. Wow. This is crazy.
Absolutely. And instead of just hovering over the top, they actually mow down all the adversity so that there's no threat to upset your child. And unfortunately, you know, you were just talking about this country is kind-hearted, and that's part of what it comes from. Parents don't want their kids to ever have to face any kind of upset or heartbreak. And unfortunately, you know, that's part of learning to deal with adversity. That's
exactly
part of becoming an adult. And as parents, it's the hardest thing to watch your kids go through pain. I understand that, but that's the best thing for them. And then be there to help them recover and learn from that pain. And it becomes not a painful situation anymore, but a learning situation.
Exactly. Well, that is the school of hard knocks, and it's also why God created wine. So that I'm just saying, John, because I am right with you. I am, you know, the whole concept of codependency, how that's come about. You know, we have a codependent nation, and we're doing a disservice to our kids. So nobody is talking like as if we've got all, you know, all this together. I mean, this is a, you know, this is across party lines. It's equal opportunity. We're all doing this because the pressure, little Johnny's got his parents under control, and Susie's going, hey, what's up with this? You know, my parents don't, you know, they're not coming and bringing a water bottle to me. They're saying, hey, drink out of the water fountain, right?
Exactly. But, you know, it's really interesting. You know, we talk about this and how it leads to the millennial type, you know, the stereotypical millennial. But at the same time, we need to remember there's some amazing young people out there. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are parents doing it right. And the kids see that. Mm-hmm. They know, you know, and oftentimes it's too late for the ones who are experiencing that non-adversity environment. Because they, by the time they realize that they're the ones who's not facing any kind of challenges, it's too late.
Yeah, they're adults. I mean,
right.
well, they're adult by age, but right. Maturation-wise, they're basket cases. And guess what? That's somebody's future wife or husband down the road. Lord have mercy.
Or worse, healthcare provider in a nursing home.
Yes. You imagine?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Wow. But you see, the problem you know, it's like I tell my kids all the time. You want to cherish experience, and you want to, you know, you want to cherish that in such a way because it defines preference. But if we take away that ability for kids, as you say, to learn the good and bad of any experience, we're really depriving them of, you know, the natural laws of education, are we not?
Exactly. What we want to see in a normally developing child is adversity becoming a challenge, not a threat. And that's the hard thing. That's really hard as a parent, because, you know, we sit back and we love our kids. I mean, yeah. We want them to have a better life than we did. And we think back to, oh, this person who was a little bit of a bully and that person who was, you know, a pushover and this kind, and we don't want our kids to feel either of those things. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, a lot of parents have created this world where everybody gets a trophy and it's not based in reality.
Yeah. Then you end up with 30 and 40 year olds in the fetal position, curled up in the corner of their homes, and they're near useless as a result. We've just gone overboard on this deal. So is this reversible, John, or is it just so pervasive that it's going to take us generations to get on the other side of this?
Well, I think it's already started to change. I think the generation's coming up behind, like when you look at the elementary and middle school, and even to some extent some of the high schoolers today are looking at this going, okay, this can't last forever. This has got to swing back in the other direction. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I realize that, you know, we will get through this. We're that kind of a country. You mentioned it early, loving, caring, and we survived Elvis, so we'll survive this.
Yes, exactly. Well, the challenge is right now we're going to need some remediation, because you got some of the kids that are on the other side of the pipeline, and they're now learning. They're going to their first jobs, second jobs, and they're learning things now that they should have learned. You know, I often look at life in maybe 5-year increments, 10 years maybe max, is that we go through, and that we have to learn certain things in those 5-year models, modules, or 10-year modules. If you don't, then it becomes an exponential problem if you defer it to learn it, you know, maybe 2 decades
right
forward. It's much more complicated as opposed to learning that lesson when you were 5 years old as opposed to when you're 25.
Exactly. And you know, guess where it's going? It's going right back into the capitalist workplace.
Right.
Where, you know, they either, you know, survive or they fail. It's survival of the fittest. And for a lot of people, that's the first place they're ever, you know, held to the torch, so to speak. And they grow and they survive, or they move on. And that's an advantage of having that, as opposed to, you know, some of these other socialist type countries where you get a job and you have to keep it and nobody can fire you and
right
things like that. So,
yeah, that only happens in the government these days. But although if millennials if the millennials get their way, you know, here it is. I mean, they're thinking, hey, you know, this quite the socialist movement here, but they really haven't thought this out to its fullest. I can understand, you know, their observation, but wrong conclusion in thinking that this is the answer, because this will make them soft, because this is part of the problem that I had most of my life. And I've had to work in some union situations, but where there is that level playing field for everybody, no matter how hard you work, you're not necessarily rewarded. In fact, you're told, hey, you're making the rest of us look bad, so we need you to not work as hard. And, you know, the advancement is not based on your qualities. It's just based on time and service.
Right. And if you want to see the results of that, just look at Venezuela. It took them 3 years, you know. And
amazing. Three years. They're at 1,000,000% inflation. People have no concept of what that means, John.
Exactly. And it's a scary thing, because it only took 3 years. That was a very robust economy. It was a leading economy in South America, if not the leading economy. And the Socialist Party there took it over. And look what, you know, it just destroyed itself within 3 years.
And this is what you want for America, like you think you're going to control it. Dr. John Huber, a mental health professional for over 20 years, clinical forensic psychologist and practitioner as well. Dr. John, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, and have an amazing afternoon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond.